Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors out here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the hosts of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. We air here on St. Gabriel every weekend. Check it out. Today, we're going to be looking at Luke's Gospel, chapter 7. Verses 1 through 10. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, he said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. Once again, that's Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. If you are Catholic and go to Mass, you probably recognize some of the words from this reading. We quote the centurion, I guess we quote him a little loosely, when he says, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof." And then a moment later, "But only say the word, and my servant will be healed." Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. We say, of course, at Mass, "Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." Right? I want to identify one of the themes that I see that's really profoundly beautiful about this verse, and then we'll come back to that Mass connection to close out our time today. Okay? Jesus makes this statement at the end of today's gospel. He says, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." That's a pretty bold statement, right? That Jesus identifies this statement that the centurion has made as a statement of tremendous faith. Now, Jesus experienced many statements of faith in his time in ministry. What about this one stands out, and what can we today learn from it? I believe it's two things. I believe it's the way that the centurion came to Jesus, connected to the way that he was introduced, and then also where it was that the centurion came from. Okay? Presumably, this Roman centurion was not a faithful man, right? He was not a Jew. He was friendly to the Jewish people. He, it's presumed at that time, was not a follower of Jesus. He had heard of Jesus's power and therefore came to Jesus with a faith that wasn't motivated by past experience, but was motivated out of a hunger, dare I say, a desperation, and a confidence that what Jesus had said, what Jesus had done, could be done again in him. And it's with that faith that he comes to the Lord. And it's that type of faith that the Lord Jesus invites us to have. Let us not put our faith in Jesus just because it's the thing that we do. We put our faith in Jesus because what he has to offer is what we need. It's what we're desperate for and what we're confident that he can fulfill. Now, I promised that I'd come back to the Mass connection here, right? We quote a Roman centurion every Sunday. "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof, but say the word, and my soul shall be healed. This is a statement of faith. How perfect, how fitting it is that we make this statement, this declaration of faith, at a time in the liturgy when we adopt that exact same posture that the Roman centurion did in today's gospel. The Roman centurion didn't understand Jesus's power, no more than we understand how Jesus is capable of transforming bread and wine into his body and blood. Yet, we come in hunger, in desperation, and in faith. Jesus, you've done it in them. Do it again in us. Thanks for joining. God bless.